Hello, this is your Polycast for Monday, February 4th. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom. Well, Super Sunday is over, and we're just one day away from Super Tuesday. A bunch of presidential candidates came through town over the weekend, including Democrat Hillary Clinton on Sunday evening. Minnesota Public Radio's Tom Scheck has a wrap-up.
Hillary Clinton started speaking about 45 minutes before the Super Bowl began, and part of the speech may have actually run past the kickoff. But the nearly 4,000 people crammed inside Augsburg's gymnasium didn't seem to care. Clinton's event was dubbed Solutions for the American Economy, but her speech focused on a wide variety of topics, including the war in Iraq, the high cost of college tuition, and global warming. Clinton touted her experience as a former First Lady and as a two-term senator to suggest that she, not her Democratic rival Barack Obama, is best suited for the White House. She also tried to turn the criticism that she's too divisive into a positive.
If we're going into a tough, contested election, I think we want somebody with a few battle scars, who's been tested, who's ready, who knows how to go the distance against whatever the Republicans decide to do.
Clinton also repeatedly criticized the Bush administration. She called George Bush's foreign policy cowboy diplomacy, and she said she would work to restore America's standing in the world. Clinton also said she would withdraw U.S. troops from Iraq, but would not end the hunt against Al-Qaeda.
Let's make no mistake about this. We will withdraw from Iraq, but that doesn't mean we will not continue to go after bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and those who have attacked us and put our country and our allies and our friends at risk and in danger.
Clinton said she would take away the tax cuts for oil companies and use the money to invest in renewable energy sources. She said she would provide tax credits for students in college and would ensure that legislation is passed that would guarantee health care coverage for every American. Clinton's supporters lined up a full 5 hours before doors were open to the public. Lorae Schwen of Richfield was first in line. She said she's been impressed with Clinton since her husband, Bill, was elected president in 1992. Schwen especially liked her work to provide universal health care during Bill Clinton's first term.
I think she was the woman behind the man for the 8 years, and I really want to see her put some of her ideas into play. I think she deserves that.
Clinton is competing with Illinois Senator Barack Obama to win Minnesota's 72 delegates. Minnesota's precinct caucuses are this Tuesday, the same time that more than 20 other states hold primaries and caucuses. Obama made his case to Minnesota on Saturday. 20,000 people packed into the Target Center in Minneapolis to hear Obama's hour-long speech. Obama focused a large part of his campaign speech on his key campaign theme, change. He tried to inspire his core supporters with the message that they can make history.
There's a moment in the life of every generation, if it is to make its mark on history, where that spirit of hopefulness has to come through, where we shed the fears and the doubts and the cynicism.
Republican Mitt Romney also made a Saturday campaign stop in Minnesota. The former Massachusetts governor held a private fundraiser and a public forum in Edina. Romney's speech focused on family values, immigration, and other conservative themes. He repeatedly pointed out the differences between himself and GOP frontrunner John McCain. Romney also highlighted a big advantage he sees over McCain.
You know, our economy is a little unstable right now. People are looking at their savings and their 401ks and saying, will there be enough for my retirement? Will my kids have enough for school? Let me tell you, when the economy is shaky, I think it's actually helpful to have somebody who's had a job in the private sector be the president.
McCain's campaign has not spent as much time and money getting out the vote in Minnesota. That's partly because the GOP straw poll is non-binding, which means it won't determine which delegates sit at the national convention. Romney said his campaign has developed a strategy in making sure his supporters get to that convention. He wouldn't say how the campaign would do that. But McCain picked up a key Minnesota endorsement on Sunday. Republican Senator Norm Coleman announced that he is now backing the Arizona Republican. Tom Scheck, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
And Republican Ron Paul will be at the University of Minnesota for a rally Monday night. So, what are the big issues on voters' minds as Super Tuesday approaches? Time to check out our latest poll. That's what Minnesota Public Radio's Jess Mador did.
The poll asked 917 Minnesotans to rank the most important issues facing the nation, including the economy, healthcare, immigration, global warming, and Iraq. Both Democrats and Republicans see the economy and jobs as the most important problem, with healthcare coming close. Larry Jacobs, who directs the Humphrey Institute's Center for the Study of Politics and Governance, says the poll represents a sea change in public opinion since the last election cycle.
The shift from national security issues to domestic issues, the economy, jobs, and healthcare, reflects the growing uncertainty about the economy, the mortgage crisis, the crunch on the credit front, rising healthcare costs, and probably the rising cost of gas and other sorts of basic necessities. So this shift really fits into the very different landscape that we're facing as we begin 2008 as compared to 2006.
In 2006, Iraq ranked as the single most important problem for voters. More than twice as many Democrats as Republicans still see the war as a major problem, but this poll shows Iraq has slipped significantly for Minnesotans of both parties. The reverse is true when it comes to terrorism. 12% of Republicans see terrorism as important, compared with just 2% of Democrats. Global warming appears to be the most polarizing issue. About a quarter of Democrats see global warming as an extremely important problem, compared with just 1% of Republicans. Republican Mary Anderson is one of them. The nurse from Lakeland says she just doesn't see global warming as a serious issue.
I just don't really place that much priority on it at all. I feel that yes, all the greenhouse gases or whatever we're putting in are not good for the environment, but, you know, back 100 years ago when everyone was burning coal, we were putting an awful lot of pollutants into the air at that time also.
As Anderson sees it, other problems should take priority over global warming. Two issues that have generated a lot of heat on the campaign trail seem to have barely registered among Minnesotans. Immigration and taxes both rank low among issues for Republicans and Democrats. While immigration was slightly more important to Republicans, both groups see healthcare, education, and Iraq as more important. Democrat Patricia Briggs says she and her family care deeply about the war in Iraq, but healthcare, education, and other domestic issues are of extreme concern.
Right now, if we don't do something about education and educating our young people to compete with the other big countries like China, Japan, we're in deeper trouble than terrorism is because our kids are getting short shrift. That's how I feel.
The 81-year-old Duluth resident says she plans to caucus on Tuesday, although she's still undecided between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. Outside the Kowalski's grocery store in St. Paul, Bonnie, who didn't want to give her last name, says she's not surprised the poll shows Minnesotans to be more concerned with domestic issues than with national security.
People need to be able, you know, put food on the table, be able to send their children to college. You know, health care. I mean, what's happening in this country with health care is disgraceful. And I would like to see us put more of our tax money into helping Americans.
Minnesotans, Democrat and Republican alike, are facing high prices at the pump and the grocery store. The Humphrey Institute's Larry Jacobs says this widespread economic anxiety could make a big difference in the campaign. He says it's clear that voters in both parties are looking for change, and domestic issues in general could lead some voters to cross party lines.
As we begin 2008, we are likely to be facing a year-long debate in which each party tries to persuade the country that it's got the solution for the economy and jobs. This could turn out to be one of the most ferocious battles over the meat and potatoes issues that face Minnesotans and Americans every day in their homes.
At least based on this poll late last month, Jacob says, the economic issues mean Democrats may have an advantage among Minnesota voters. Jess Mador, Minnesota Public Radio News, St. Paul.
I have to run off to do midday today. We'll talk more with Larry Jacobs about the poll and the campaign, so tune in if you can or check us out on the web. For now, that's your Polycast for this Monday. I'm Mike Mulcahy in the Minnesota Public Radio Newsroom.